China. Titties. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
Hello, and welcome to the broadcast with Amandy, Shanda, and...
with who?
Oh my God, I told you guys I was really tired tonight. Welcome
to the host.
Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
So none of you are Shanda, and none of you are Amandy.
I kind of like Amandy.
Yeah, be like our celebrity couple name. Yes.
There you go. Sorry, guys. I told you I was a little off my game tonight. I'm exhausted. I just got in from Comic-Con last night, and boy, are my arms tired. But no, I'm exhausted because if you've ever been to Comic-Con, it is a nonstop week of nonstop everything. And even though we didn't really do any panels this year, the Jay and Jack panel was the only one I went to. I still was like constantly on the go and on the move. We had Zach, you know, the whole time, and there was one.
How
day
did
that
he do?
He did great. We weren't going to take the stroller, like the Ergo carrier that I have functions as a backpack carrier kind of thing, and I was going to do that mm-hmm. with him, but he like freaked out the first day because he's a wuss, and we ended up just putting him in the stroller. And you know something? It really wasn't that bad. It actually ended up being a lot easier than we thought. So we brought a stroller to Comic-Con, and we survived.
Not a lightweight New York City one,
but not a big stroller either. There's a picture on Facebook of Zach napping at one point in it on the convention floor, but he had a great time, and really that is what matters, I do have to say. But we landed last night at 10:30, and there were thunderstorms or lightning storms in Raleigh, 5 miles from the airport, so we were stuck on the airplane. We couldn't go up to the gate to deboard until like 11:45 or something crazy like that. So we were on the plane. They kept shutting it off, so there was no air. We were getting tired and cranky. Good Lord. By the time we got to baggage claim, everybody had been like grounded, so everybody's baggage was coming out at once. We couldn't get an Uber. Everybody's Uber was coming. We finally get an Uber. We get the car seat set up. We get in there, and I'm like, Jay, where's the diaper bag? He's like, oh, no, I thought you had it. So I was like, oh, my God. So I ran back all the way into the baggage claim, and Jay's work backpack with his work laptop and the diaper bag were sitting there still. Thank God. So,
oh, my God.
I know. I mean, it had only been about 10, 15 minutes, but it's still been like 10, 15 minutes in a busy crowd of people. So
yeah.
Thankfully, that ended up being okay. But yeah, it was like, you know, could have been like the perfect ending or I guess the a crappy ending to a perfect trip. thank God, we caught that. But yeah, it was long. And then by the time Zach went to sleep last night, it was after 12:30. And then I tried to start laundry and we tried to pack up because Zoe had puked all over the place in the kitchen and I was trying to clean that. And I didn't fall asleep until after 2:30, and then Zoe, the cat, woke me up every hour after that, and then Zach came in at 6:45, and I was like, kid, you've been asleep for less than 6 hours, how are you doing right now? So yeah, it was a long day, but it was a good trip. I'm trying to think, it started out, and I need to talk about this, because, so we took an Uber to and from the airport, and... we were like, okay, Uber XL, we have 3 pieces of luggage, and we have the car seat, and we have a stroller, and all this stuff. And the Uber driver that answers gets there. It took like 15 minutes for him to get there, which we were like in the middle of the day. I mean, there's Ubers everywhere. It's not high. Yeah. It's not peak period. So he gets there, and he's like, I have to clean out my car. I was at Home Depot buying gardening stuff when I got your call. So he had all this gardening stuff in his car. And then homeboy was like 90 years old. It was the slowest Uber drive ever. like, we were getting nervous at that point. We're like, oh my God, we're going to get there with less than an hour and we have to check in, three of us, and get our boarding passes and check our luggage and figure out the baby with the stroller through security, because that's always a pain in the ass. And, you know, Jay is like texting me from the front and he's just like, is this taking forever? And I was like, this is taking forever. But like, yeah, so it was... It started off very comically. I think we are 10 minutes from the airport and it took like 18 minutes to get there. And it was not traffic period. Like, it was smooth sailing. So luckily we got there and everything was good. Trying to think what else we did. If we did so much, as we always do. So at Comic-Con, I didn't really go to many panels, but my jam for the last few years has been to get... Hold on. Da, 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 da. I know nobody listening can see this, but you got, girls are going to get to see this.
We can. Oh, my goodness. The anticipation. I can hardly contain myself.
I know. I'm dropping it, too. This is great. Boop, boop, so, all the books, all the publishing houses that are there have free samplers that are out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I got it. So between me and Jay... We kept going by the tables and getting all the free samplers.
How many?
Yeah, so Colleen has an armful of books.
So Jay actually scored the best one, which I don't think is in here. It's like, I love like children's action fantasy books, but it's like, it's kind of like a cross between Indiana Jones and some James Patterson thing. I don't know, but he definitely found the best book. I've actually bought some of them and read some of them, and they've become kind of big over the years. Some of them I've never read because they've been weird. 2 years ago, it was kind of an odd haul, but look at this one. So this one is by Michael Ian Black, like the dude from Wet Hot American Summer.
Right, yeah.
Who I saw at Caroline's on Broadway with Amanda Carotenuto, like 10 years ago. So that was fun. But yeah, this is, I guess, his memoirs or something. I got like a Star Wars book. I got a bunch of fantasy books, and I don't know. I was super excited. This was probably my best haul yet.
Much weight did your suitcase gain on the way home with all those books?
Oh yeah. So on the way there, my suitcase was 42 pounds. On the way back, it was 49.8 pounds.
Oh, nice.
It's a lot of paper.
Uh-huh. Is it 50 pounds the limit?
Yes. So I just made it. I just made it. So that was great. I'm excited to start reading these and talk about them in the future. I haven't even looked at everything. Like, you're there and you're just grabbing. You're like, free shit, let's go. That is pretty much the definition of the Comic-Con floor. Or just Comic-Con in general. It's like, free shit, let's grab it. Oh, shit. The highlight of my trip was meeting Stephen Moffat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I met Stephen motherfucking Moffat, a.k.a. the showrunner of Doctor Who and Sherlock and Coupling. I guess he's the creator of Coupling and awesomeness in general. So Jay had met him in the elevator, I think the first or the second day of Comic-Con, and took a selfie with him and was like, look who I just met. And I was like... Stephen Moffat. You met Stephen Moffat. Like, I couldn't even breathe. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. So on the Saturday after their panel, some of Jay's family came down from Los Angeles and we were sitting by the pool bar with them. And we see Stephen Moffat and his son, who looks exactly like him, come down and sit down. And I don't know if they were getting bombarded or whatever, but they ended up moving to the back corner table, which happened to be two tables from ours, to, I guess, maybe get away from people. There was, maybe it was Sci-Fi or somebody was doing like short little interviews there too. It looked like it was print interviews, not, there. You know, the woman had like a recorder or whatever. So he's like sitting back there and people were coming up, but not as much. And I was like, I don't want to be annoying. He's with his son and I, you know, I don't want him to be uncomfortable. But then at one point, his son got up and left and he was just sitting there chilling, like looking out, not on his phone, not looking to talk to anybody, just like sitting there chilling. And I was like, oh my God, I really want to go say something. And Jay was like, go do it, go do it. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to bug him. And he was like, you have to go do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go do it. So I went up there and I was like, I don't need your picture or anything. I just want to say thank you so much for the countless hours of endless entertainment that you've given me. I have a Sherlock shirt that I wear all the time. I love all of your work. I'm a big fan. I've seen your panels before. I've been at, I think, two of the ones that he's done. I was like, thank you so much. I wanted to be like, my friends were there when you were shit-faced at the Hall H line a few years ago, but I didn't. I don't know if it was Hall H or Nerd HQ. Maybe it was Nerd HQ, but my friends were there and he was like shit-faced and was out there talking and then to everybody. And then the next day he was like, so I had some fun last night, but I can't remember it.
Yeah.
And that was at the panel that I was at.
Proper scope.
Oh yeah, so it's great. But anyway, so I digress. So I had a few minute conversation with him, which was amazing. Like, he asked me about how I was like in Comic-Con. I was like, oh yeah, this is my 9th, 10th year. My husband and I went on our first date here, and now we have a 2-year-old, and this is his second Comic-Con. And he was like, oh, what's it like with a 2-year-old? And I was like, oh, you know, he runs around over everything and screams, runs around and needs to get into like everything. So if for some reason you see me in a few minutes chasing a screaming 2-year-old down the aisle past you, it's my son. And he was like, oh, I've been there before. And we had like a nice little friendly conversation. And it was really, really nice. And it didn't end with him being like, okay, I'm done with you now. It ended like with me being like, okay, well, thank you so much. Like, I hope you have a great day and good luck with your panel tomorrow. And it was awesome. But here's the kick. Oh, and Jay took a picture of it. So I'm going to have to get the pictures from him. Oh, he sent me the pictures, rather. I'm going to have to... he sent me the pictures. I'm going to have to post one. There we go. Quick thing. I'm really tired.
Do something with the picture.
I have to do something with the picture. So then here's the best part of the story. He comes up to me. I'm running around with Zach as promised, but I'm standing there and he comes up to me and says, thank you so much for the drink. And I look at him and I'm like, huh? Okay. And then the waitress comes up and goes, oh, that wasn't her. That was that other lady that left. And he was like, he looked beyond horrified. Like, beyond, he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. In a British accent, of course. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to, like, get you to buy me a drink or anything.
He's not British. I believe he's Scottish.
Sorry. Well, he had the accent. And it was so funny because he was so embarrassed. And I was like, oh my God, Stephen Moffat is embarrassed in front of me. I can't deal with this. So
awesome.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And then he was like, well, I don't need any more drinks. So please don't, please don't, please don't. And then he had one. And I told the waitress, and we had the dumbest waitress in the history of dumb waitresses ever. I mean, ever. I was like, we'll take his next drink. Like, whatever that one is, if that one hasn't been paid for, we'll just pay for it. Like, at this point, whatever. So yeah, it was really funny. And awesome and great. And it was the highlight. It was one of the highlights of all of my Comic-Cons because, you know, Stephen Moffat thought I bought him a drink and I did it.
That's awesome.
It was great. So good times. Please, somebody else talk.
Wait, Colleen, are you a Doctor Who fan?
No, I need to be. I have it. I keep meaning to watch it, but I've never had a chance to sit down and watch it.
Oh, it's good. I haven't gone all the way back and done classic Who.
Yeah.
Now that they did away with their deal with Netflix, I believe you can find them on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but, I think so, but I shouldn't.
But you have to pay for the most recent series. Series 9 you have to pay for. It's not free, because I went to go watch it because my boyfriend's been working evenings this week, so I've had the evenings to myself, and he's not a Who fan, so I was like, I'm going to watch Series 9. And it's like, no, you have to pay for it. And I'm like, no, but it's not my account. I don't have an account number. Why do I have to pay for it? It's a year old. It was actually like pretty hurt, like stupidly heartbreaking. It should not have been as heartbreaking as it was. Yeah, no, long story short, Doctor Who, pretty great. Totally recommend it. I have a TARDIS and Dalek salt and pepper shaker in my kitchen, which I don't use. They just sit there looking pretty
awesome.
And nerdy.
I'm going to lean down because I'm itching my boob. Okay.
That's okay. I pretty much do that the entire time we talk.
Well, you're short, so you already have the advantage of...
Yeah. I'm just scratching my boobs the entire time we're talking.
I kind of took a turn I wasn't expecting.
That's right. But I love it. I really had to do it. I needed to pull my... Hold on. I needed to like go in there because my shirt's too long. Yeah. So I didn't want you guys to think I was weird when I was going from the top to go down. So
no, you gotta go from the top. It's better trajectory.
Yeah, you know.
There's a bigger opening. It's easier to get in.
Yeah. So one more thing from me before I really stop talking. Today is July 27th, and today is, fun fact, the 9th anniversary of Jay and Mai's first date in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't believe it's been 9 years. Heim Hop showed me pictures, and I was like, man, I got old. Jay got a beard, but he still looks handsome, but I look old. So, yeah.
That means it's been 9 years since we lived together.
Yeah, we lived together 9 years ago.
Yeah,
we lived together 9 years ago. We lived together from June 1st, 2007 to May 30th, 2008.
Exact date.
I'm good with dates. Dates and numbers, those are my thing.
Well, yeah, and rent does make it easy. Like leases and stuff, it does make it easy to remember when you move out. Because then I proceeded and did a month of homelessness before I moved into my next apartment.
Yes, you did.
Yikes.
I'm sorry again about that. But at least it gave you character. It built you up.
It was a good experience. And, like, do you remember our downstairs neighbors?
Uh-huh. Those three dudes?
Or two dudes? The three drag queens.
Yeah.
They were adorable. Just FYI. They were adorable.
They had total cooler apartment than us. But, yeah.
Oh, they totally did. But I remember, like, they were hanging out outside, and they were like, oh, so, like, what are you guys going to do? And I sort of was saying how I was, I'm going to put my stuff in storage and sleep on people's couches for a month, and how I was really nervous about it. And they're like, oh, honey, don't worry about it. Like, you're not a real New Yorker unless you couch surfed at least once. You will be fine. And I was like, okay, yeah, I am going to be fine. Thanks, guys. And it was totally fun. I had a suitcase and a duffel bag. The duffel bag stayed under my desk at work, and I, like, swap out dirty clothes. Like, God, how old my coworkers? Damn. They probably really did think I was homeless. Well, because I was homeless.
Like, give the girl a raise.
Thank you. And then I would, like, roll my suitcase to the next place I was staying. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, but it all worked out.
What did you guys do while I was busy losing an entire week of my life in San Diego? That's what it's really like. Like, I always say 9/11 could have happened during Comic-Con, and I would not have known.
Well, that's terrible.
I mean, it is that, you are that out of touch with reality when you are there.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. No, I think there were like 7 terrorist attacks last week, and I missed of them except the stabbing in the Japanese disability facility.
Like, oh, jeez, I missed that one.
I was going to say, the really sad thing is that, like, you're not, that's not even hyperbole, like, you're not even exaggerating. But, that's on a sad note.
Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. I'm also doing sign language to it because I did sign language in kindergarten. And I did a sign language performance. I don't remember some of it.
Oh my God.
I did not do a whole hell of a lot in the whole time that you were at Comic-Con. So I followed along your pictures that you were posting, and I just continued life as usual. There wasn't too much going on. There are wildfires down really close to where I live right now, which is a bummer.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's down in Big Sur, which is just south from where I live, which is a beautiful, beautiful area. So that's kind of heartbreaking. And there's been like smoke in Monterey, and It's pretty nasty. And I always thought, like, there haven't really been fires since I moved here, and that was, like, this, like, really big plus for Monterey, because in Montana every summer there's, like, a significant fire season, and it's just awful. And here we are. Somehow we have this horrible fire, so hopefully, last I heard it was, like, 10% contained, so hopefully
10%?
That will get 10%!
Okay, yeah. 10%
is better than no percent.
So, because it was like, first I heard it was 5% and then it was 10%. They're like evacuating all these people. It's really close to where we live.
So what
like,
you're saying is there's a very good chance that the fire alarm could go off for you this episode.
How close does it get before you have to evacuate?
Oh my God.
Well, like an actual fireman can come and break down your door and be like, please evacuate now.
I hope they would knock first. That they wouldn't just like bang the door down unnecessarily.
Dude, they ain't got time to knock. They have a lot of people they got to evacuate.
Yeah. My next door neighbor, who I'm friends with, is a firefighter. So I feel like he'll be in the know if, you know, he'll know what to do. We'll be fine. But no, I think we'll be fine here. But it's just mostly the people that live a little bit more south. But so that's a bummer. Other than that, I've just been like hanging out, spending a lot of time with my cats. My little kitten continues to be ridiculous. And she did like probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen a cat do the other day. She's like still at that kitten phase where she has so much energy and she just like runs around, but she's like still sort of figuring out her body and like how things work and stuff. So like every now and then she'll just like run into the wall because she'll like not put on the brakes, you know, soon enough, or like turn too soon and like run into the wall. And the other day I was in the bathroom and I was going to the bathroom and I like, unless somebody other than my husband is like at home with us, like I don't usually like actually close the door all the way.
Who does? So I don't even close the door when Jay is home.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really only like, who's got time to shut the door? There's no one.
Exactly.
Like, I do the same thing.
Even with poop, I sometimes don't shut the door.
But
sometimes
I also
I'm like, hey,
that,
just
like,
don't come down here.
Sorry. Like the fan is attached to the light and it's really loud. So that's my excuse why I don't always turn on the light. And if I shut the door, then I'm sitting and peeing in the dark and that just seems uncomfortable.
There you go. But so I was at home and my husband was home and I was in the bathroom peeing, whatever. And little crazy kitten comes in and like in the time that I stood up, but before I could actually flush the toilet, she got like really excited and was really interested in the toilet and jumped up onto the toilet seat and like couldn't, you know, do what, I'm not sure what she was expecting. And she fell into the freaking toilet like before I could flush it.
Oh, no.
I love this book. And then of course she's like, has her legs like all spread out because she doesn't, you know, well, I don't think she necessarily cared that it was pee, but like, she doesn't like water, you know? So it's like all this liquid in there. So she's like, you know, kind of trying to get out, like spreading her legs. I'm like, fuck, I have this kitten that just like jumped into my piss and I had to like take her out.
Did you call her Kim Kardashian Kitty?
Is there something related with
yes,
with
remember
her?
When we tried to tell you that she got pissed on? Do you remember that conversation from the tribe?
I was going to say, I was like, that we is not us because I have no idea.
Fine, whatever, okay.
Was that not true?
I don't know. I thought she got pissed on in her Ray J sex tape. We talked about it on a tribe episode.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
With you. I don't know. Nobody ever fact checked it because, God, then you'd have to watch it or something. But, like, sorry.
I mean,
so,
you know how horrible I am.
Kim Kardashian Kitty. Go ahead.
Okay, so yes, me and Kim Kardashian Kitty. I have this kitten that's like in my fucking urine, and I had to take her out and like give her like a shower in the sink, like a bath, like wash her off, and then of course she didn't like that, but eventually she was finally just like, okay, fuck it, like I'll hold still and let you do this, and then dry her, and then I tried to dry her a little bit with a blow dryer. She didn't really like that. And then finally just like let her go to like lick herself dry. But it was ridiculous. It was the life of a kitten. So yeah, make sure, word to the wise, if you have a small kitten or any type of animal that can maybe jump into the toilet, like definitely flush that toilet really, really fast or put the lid down or something. Now I'm like paranoid every time she's in the bathroom. But hopefully it won't happen again. So that was my week.
I like how you pronounce it. Pronounce kitten. Kitten. It's kitten. My New England. I can't do it. Kitten.
Kitten. Kitten. I don't think that's like specific to where I grew up. I think that's, I don't know if
you
that's
just have good pronunciational skills.
I think maybe that was like the way that I pronounced it with someone and then it just stayed because I like to talk about kittens. And it sounds more ridiculous when you call them kittens. But anyway, so what have you been up to, Amanda?
What did I do? This was actually a really busy weekend. I had to, like, look back through my phone. Like, what did I do this weekend? I ventured out into the suburbs this weekend. I went to visit a college friend of mine who had a baby 4 months ago. So me and another friend went and spent the day with her and got to meet the baby and do that whole thing in Jersey. And then I spent the night up in Poughkeepsie. So Colleen and I went up to Poughkeepsie, which is where we went to college.
Yay!
And stayed there overnight with a friend who we were going to another friend's bridal shower in Connecticut the next day. So, you know, my friend had sort of plotted out this weekend, like, hey, like, you know, we're both going to the shower. Why don't you, like, we'll go into Jersey. We'll visit Kim and the baby. Then you can come stay up with me and, you know, we'll drive down to the shower the next day together. So we did that. It's always nice to go back up to Poughkeepsie and see how much nicer it's gotten. There's this awesome brewery up there now, like brewery restaurant called Millhouse Tavern that we usually go to when I come visit, and it's just the shit. So that's always nice. And then, you know, getting to see old college housemates is also the shit. Yeah, then we drove down to the bridal shower the next day. We picked up our other friend that also recently had a baby in which I hadn't met yet because, you know, I'm just a shitty friend that stays in the city all the time and never leaves. So I got to see two babies in one weekend. So that was pretty good. Yeah, you know, it was bridal shower. Bridal showers are fine. But yeah, it's just, I was so reminded how much of an introvert I really, truly am. Because by the time I got home Sunday night after a full weekend of like literally coddling babies and chit chatting, I was so exhausted. I was so tired. And I just was so excited to be by myself. As I mentioned earlier, my boyfriend has been working nights all week. So I got home with maybe an hour before he left for work. And it was like, I love you. I'm so happy to see you. But I'm also so happy you're going to work because I'm so excited to just sit on the couch quietly, not talking to anyone, watching Netflix. I'm like super excited. Yeah. So then I finished Orange is the New Black.
Oh yeah. Should I earmuffs?
And I think I finally recovered. No, we can wait. We can talk about that once you've finished. But oh man. Oh man. I had to like take a break in between the two final episodes and like clean my kitchen because I was just so like, need a minute. I was pretty wiped out.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. I told Jay we need to catch up, so we'll see. Otherwise, if I don't catch up in the next episode or two, I'll earmuffs and you guys can talk about it before it's not relevant anymore. But I feel like whatever happens, from what I understand, because I've been a little bit spoiled, is very... It's probably going to be relevant for a while.
Yeah. It's very tonally different from season 3. Like, for good or bad, they just sort of went in some really dark places and for, you know, whatever reasons, and they like really intense themes. But yeah, it was pretty intense. Yeah, we got a rug this week.
Nice.
There's a rug curled up in the living room, so hopefully we can spread that bad boy out tomorrow. You know,
awesome
housing, that's happening.
Woohoo!
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a real adult when like that's the exciting thing in your life. Like, what happened this week? I got a rug.
All right.
Was delivered.
We didn't have a ton of feedback. I'm sorry, just Facebook feedback rather. But we did, before we go on, because we got some new iTunes reviews, but before I move on, we need to thank the patrons. Thank you so much. We're part of the Jay and Jack Network. If you want to become a patron and help support our endeavors here, going to their Patreon page actually does help us too. So it's it's patreon.com, patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or you can go to jayandjack.com. At the top right-hand corner, there is a link that says like Patreon. You can click on that. You can donate anywhere from $1 to $500 or any custom amount of your choice. So please consider doing that, because and there are some good goal levels there too you can check out, but that will actually also help us. So thank you to the current patrons. We did get two new iTunes reviews. I think that we need to read the one from Cucumber Jones. Ready?
All right.
Five stars. Three women hosting a podcast. No thank and you. What? They couldn't get the man who set up the recording equipment to also chime in order to validate anything they may think? If you need to get in touch with your emotions, maybe check it out. Or don't, and just stuff those feelings down deep inside where they belong. Three menopausal cougars, capital M-E-N, apostle cougars, who are fours on a good day. No one needs or wants this. So, thanks, CJ. Fuck you, too.
Four, like, on the same scale as GPA, like 4.0.
Yeah, there we go, 4.0. Boom. Anyway, we did get some quick feedback from the Facebook group from our last episodes. And I will do it real quick. So, Amanda, this is from Kayla, and it goes to your discussion about makeup from two episodes ago. As a makeup-aholic, right, there is 100% difference between cheap and expensive makeup. And even though I'm only 23, I feel like I also don't give a fuck about those 13 things already. Even... Blah, I'm only... Holy shit, I can't read, guys. And even though I'm only 23, I feel like I also don't give a fuck about those 13 things already, even though I don't feel like I'm 100% an adult yet. You're not. You're probably not an adult until you're closer to 30, let's be honest.
I'm still not sure if I'm an adult at 32, so.
I think I became an adult when I had a kid.
I think that's my theory. I think when you really become an adult is when you make that switch over to, you're like, I don't really feel like an adult. Because think about it. When you're, like, in your early 20s, you're like, ugh, I'm so old. I'm such an adult now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as you sort of hit, like, 30, you're like, I'm not an adult. I don't have this figured out. That's when you really become an adult.
Once
you're a little more self-aware.
Once you, I mean, you know that you, I think it kind of in your early 20s, it's kind of, you're like, oh, I don't have it figured out, but I can figure it out, or I'm figuring it out because I am, you know, I've got my first job, or I've got this, or I've got, I can make my student loan payments, I'm not like shitting on anybody here. I swear to God. But I feel like the difference comes when, or you still freak out about things or whatever, but the difference comes when you kind of accept that you don't have things figured out. And
yes. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at with the,
definitely.
Once you stop saying, like, I'm an adult.
You're right. And maybe there's also an element of, like, when you're, like, in your early 20s, you're like, I just spent all this time being, like, a teenager and a tween and, like, being treated like a kid, and now I'm an adult. And then you're like, actually, not really.
Right. Right.
Like, nope.
I just think the responsibility level as you get older kind of grows a little bit. And that's not to say that you don't have a lot of responsibilities, because there are people when they're 20, 25, have a lot of responsibilities too, more than, you know, some 35-year-olds or 50-year-olds out there. But I just think that the more life experience you have, probably, and I feel like I sound so condescending or so, like, snotty saying this, but it feels like the more, like, you go through life and you have these experiences and that just kind of weathers you, and that makes you more of a grown-up. And of course, once you get gray hair, then you're totally a grown-up, right, guys?
I know some people. There was a kid in my 8th grade class that was, like, completely gray by the time they were, like, 13.
That's crazy. I'm just saying. Let's just go with old soul, then.
I think it was, like, a pigment, like, some sort of injury. So, yeah. I think, you know, gray hair and wrinkles does not an old person make necessarily.
Well, you know.
But
you could always get cheap and that expensive makeup to make yourself look younger.
To cover that up, yeah. Because, you know, the expensive stuff doesn't sit in the wrinkles the same way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Actually, there might be some truth to that. I said it as a joke, but
I think that there is truth
in
that.
I don't really use, like, foundation, so, like, I'm not quite certain.
There's stuff that you can buy that covers the blemishes over, like covers the wrinkles over, so you put that as the base and then you put the other makeup on, like foundation over that.
Yeah They call that concealer, my dear.
Whatever. Is that the white little stuff, cream stuff that you rub in your face?
Moisturizer?
No, shut up, okay? Whatever, pale person. My olive skin only has to use that stuff once in a while. Moving on.
You use moisturizer? What's wrong with you?
I use moisturizer every day. I'm talking about whatever thing I'm talking about. The little, it's in a little container thingy. Maybe Kayla can tell me, because clearly you don't know.
Retinol? What you...
I don't know. All right, moving on. Will Johnson said, started laughing out loud at the gym during the theme song. Also, in response to that 13 things not to give a fuck about, Mike said, has white after Labor Day been a rule that anyone the last 95 years has followed?
Probably true.
Probably me.
I don't know. I'm just afraid of white pants. Too much that can go wrong.
Yes. Legitimate fear.
And then we had one bit of feedback that goes to our discussion, our debate from last episode. And I think Shandy has something to respond to this. This is from Matt. And he says, while I agree kids of any gender certainly need the same information about consent and all, Colleen made a valid point of how to deal with it with young men. The sad fact is men and women are affected by sexual violence in a different way. Women have to be constantly vigilant about potential sexual predators, where a guy like myself can move through life without having that in the back of my head at all times. Women are more likely to be the victims of sexual violence, and men are more likely to be the perpetrators of sexual violence. Certainly men can be victims and women can be perpetrators, but society and so much patriarchal bullshit helps keep these societal standards, these societal things going to affect women negatively at much higher rates. Just as much as boys will be boys should not be an excuse that could lead to abuse, so is the way we view women and the way they think and behave on their sexuality. There is so much contradictory, convoluted nonsense here that where men fantasize about sexual women, but punish or demean certain women for expressing themselves sexually on their terms, not the man's. So women are frowned upon for being openly sexual, but if they are reserved in their sexuality, they're prude. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't, and it has to stop. So yeah, too long, don't read version. Respect each other, and Penn State. Penn State is a joke from the Married Man show, like, during the Sandusky thing. It was probably one of their best episodes ever. It was hysterical. It was the only time that Dale and Jay took control and actually made fun of Jack instead of Jack making fun of them. And after a while, Jack just gave up and was like, I don't know, Penn State. And that became the, like, it was a great episode. Go back and find that. It's from, like, 5 years ago. So, anyways, Shandy, take it away.
I was actually curious what that, like, abbreviations were. I was like,
TLDR, too long didn't read. You need to get on Reddit more, girl.
I believe that Colleen was also the person to teach that to me not too long ago.
Yeah. So. Anybody got time?
We're right
for that.
There. Yeah. Yep. No, but actually, so the Penn State stuff, is a good example of. Obviously, I agree with Matt saying that
he's just saying Penn State is a joke.
Violence,
but yeah.
Oh no! I know, but I'm just saying that is a good example of how boys are victimized a lot more than women. We talk about also. So definitely, women are statistically more likely to be victimized, but boys are as well. And both men and women. I mean, he says men can be victims and women can be perpetrators. That's definitely true. But I think a lot of times when men and boys are the victims, it's also men who are the perpetrators. Not always, but definitely a higher number. But so we talked about this a lot last time. And I said during the episode that I was going to have to talk to my mom and see what she did because, you know, I wanted something straight from the source. So I did. I talked to her a little bit about it. And she said, I do not remember having a different approach or any concerns about raising girls. And no, she did not intentionally teach me and my brothers anything different. And she goes on to say that each child is unique, and she thinks that one would be better off focusing on raising a unique child rather than focusing on raising a boy or raising a girl. So that's my mama, and I agree.
All right. Cool. I totally agree with that point. I completely agree with that point, but I do still stick to my point from last episode. When I was editing it, because at first when I stopped that conversation, I was like, maybe I got too carried away in my point, but then I was editing and I was like, no, I still agree with my own point. Like, I agree with Shandy's point completely, but I also agree with mine. But I feel like we were all on a clock and we were all on just different, slightly different times on a clock. We're all getting that same thing.
Yeah. Even though, like, Matt sets up what he's saying with, like, agreeing with you, but I kind of feel like what he's actually saying is agreeing with me, and I think that speaks to, again, just how similar the things that we were saying were, but I'm still going to stand by my point, and you can stand by yours, and we'll be standing just, like, next to each other.
Well, there we go. I mean, that's what makes the world go around, because if we all were mad at each other for having different viewpoints, then we'd all be Donald Trump, so I guess, you know, good thing. We all tell her.
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, did, like, today, doing this on the day after Hillary was officially selected as the Democratic candidate.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys want to talk about that at all, but I just feel like, we always have to be like, oh, like, don't want to get political, don't want to get too political, but, like, this is a really fucking historic moment.
Yeah.
And I think that that in and of itself is worth talking about. So I don't know about you, but, like, yesterday when that was all happening, like, it was awesome. It was just, it was so awesome. Like, it was so exciting. It was so emotional. I was like tearing up at the end of the day at work, was when it was being announced and stuff. And finally I was like, I need to fucking leave, because I'm like crying here at work. it was amazing. And I'm really glad that we just had that moment. And so, yeah, especially for the broadcast, it seems, you know, appropriate.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think I've been trying to watch a fair amount of both conventions. And I feel so bad for Hillary, man. Like, yeah. She is a badass bitch. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's not perfect. But she has done so much over the course of her life. Like, forget her career in politics. Like, I am totally okay with her being the woman that broke that ceiling. Like,
definitely.
I think that's
what?
Great. And I
you
think
weren't
it's
expecting
really
Sarah Palin to do it?
Yeah, I know. I mean, she was like my second fave.
Or Elizabeth Warren. Actually, I would have been cool with Elizabeth Warren. But, like,
yeah,
dude, I love Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. She's awesome. A badass bitch. She's right up there, yeah. Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I know. It is kind of cool. It's kind of like when Barack Obama was sworn in.
Yeah.
I got chills, and I'm not even black. And I was just like, I can't believe, like, I'm witnessing history. So I...
Exactly.
I feel so bad because all this happened while I was on an airplane from San Diego to Atlanta yesterday. Like, I literally caught the highlights as we were waiting to board. So I missed the whole thing, and I came back in this morning. I'm on, like, you know, 2 hours of sleep, and just jumped right into work. And then after work, you know, I have not sat down and been on the internet yet today. So I feel really bad that I have not watched anything from either of the conventions, actually. And I feel like I should at least catch up on both because, you know, it's being informed and shit.
Yeah. You'll see Michelle Obama's speech.
I heard she had a great speech.
Michelle Obama, she just made an appearance of both. Very, very eloquent. I think it was Trevor who watched all of the, like, comedic stuff. Like, first of all, Stephen Colbert is killing it. He's doing such great commentary.
I heard he got
commentary.
kicked off the stage, though. Don't tell me. Actually, I'm going to catch up. Don't tell me.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But I think it was Trevor Noah's joke about how, like, how the Democrats on the first night, they had all these stars, you know, they had, like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, they had Cory Booker, they had Bernie Sanders, they had Demi Lovato, they had Eva Longoria, and Michelle Obama, like, stole the night. I forget exactly what the joke was, but then he, like, says, you know, like, all the Republicans had was a Michelle Obama impersonator, and, like, flashed up a picture of Melania. I was like, ooh, that's pretty good.
Okay, all right, let's not get too political.
So good.
It's kind of cool that history was made, and that's all we'll say, because I don't want to alienate anybody, because we still want your 5 stars.
Speaking of alienating, I do want to just bring up one more thing that I swear is not super political, and we can maybe link to this when we put the episode out, but Colleen, our mutual friend Julia, had posted this on her Facebook. Van Jones, I believe is his name, he's a CNN correspondent, he did this video with Infonet, which seems to be this really, like, conservative online news source. And it was a really, really interesting video and a really interesting interview where, like, you know, he essentially took the point of, like, I don't want to fight with you. And, like, so let's talk about what I know we can agree on. But he's like, we're never going to agree on certain things, so I don't want to talk about those things. So let's talk about the things that we can agree on. And, like, you know, they sort of went through those things and, like, found the common ground. And it's like, he's like, this is what America should be. It is discourse. And it's like, yeah, wow. Like, maybe we could all do that. Mm-hmm. And, like, instead of going straight for the, like, how dare you not believe what I believe, start the conversation with meeting in a common ground. Like, it just, it was very refreshing. And, so I think there is ways to talk about politics without bashing in your opponent's head and trying to belittle them just because they don't agree with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. All right. So, politic hour is over.
Sorry. A little tangent there.
So moving into some emails or whatnot. Actually, does anybody have any articles or anything fun that they want to share before we get into feedback?
Gilmore Girls trailer.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a Gilmore Girls trailer? Should I live watch it now?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, we might have to pause, go watch it, and then come back.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to pause it. Hold on. Ooh, I got chills, guys. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Think Amy Schumer would like me?
No.
Why? It's not like I'm perpetually armed, or at sundown I turn into one of those vampires with no sense of humor, or I have that plant strapped to me that only blooms once every 50 years and smells disgusting.
What plant?
That plant. People line up to see, even though it smells like dead fish. What are you doing?
Looking at that plant.
Oh,
I'm with human.
A moment. We're having
oh my
a very
god, I love her shirt.
Here.
It says I'm with human.
Ooh, corpse flower. Some only bloom once a decade.
Happy?
I like knowing things.
Tell me, why wouldn't Amy Schumer like me?
Water sports.
What?
Every single time I see her in a magazine, she's on vacation doing water sports.
Oh, no. That would not work at all. Do you think John Oliver would find me hot? No?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I forgot how much you were into Gilmore Girls.
Oh, my God. Remember I used to organize us all to have Gilmore Girls parties the last season?
No, I guess I wasn't.
Or maybe it wasn't. Yes, it was in our freshman year. Maybe it wasn't last season. Yes, I absolutely. Our last season had.
That's true. If it was freshman year, and I was just a door down.
Yeah, and it was your room that we watched it in.
I mean, hell, if you turned it up loud enough, I'd be able to hear it.
No, it was your room that we watched it in.
Really?
Yes. Think back. It really was. I'm not kidding.
I can't remember that far back. I had to look at my phone to see what I did this weekend.
All right, whatever. Anyway, amazing. Amy Schumer, John Oliver. I feel super excited. Like, I love Gilmore Girls. I can't wait.
Amy Schumer tweeted about it. She said, I've only done two water sports and they took pictures of it both times. I promise I usually just lay there and then in parentheses sex too.
I don't know. That's pretty incredible. Does anybody want to read the update and movie suggestion from Maggie?
Sure.
All right. So we have another email. So we have another email. It's an update from Maggie, who wrote the email from our first episode about the roommates.
Okay, so Maggie says, Colleen, Shandy, and Amanda. Hi, ladies. I'm loving your podcast so far. I've only listened to the first two so far. I'm behind. Never too late to catch up. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd give an update on the relationship between my roommates since one moved across the country last month. I really don't know what happened between them. There were a lot of tears the morning she left. He hasn't been home much during the week since then. He did tell me 2 weeks ago that he has a hard time being at home since she left. I told him I get that, and me too. He hasn't changed his Facebook status, and that's all I got. I'll let you know if I get more information. In episode 2, you were talking about women and media. Have any of you seen Misrepresentation on Netflix?
No.
It's a documentary about how the media misrepresents women. It's a good one. Yeah, me neither. I'll have to check that out.
Oh, it's been sitting in my queue for a year and a half.
Oh, nice. Well, that's...
You so know, I have heard of it. Enough. I just haven't gotten that step to actually watching it. But I'm glad she enjoyed it. I will get to it a little quicker.
Cool. Yeah, and then she has a P.S. Not to get too political. Is this like, are we like trained that we have to preface things with this? Because we were just saying the same thing.
It all goes back to this because people like jump down each other's throat.
Yeah.
You can be political so long as you're not like trying to convince people of your way. Like you just want to have a conversation and state your opinion.
Yeah. And hers is along that line. She says not to get too political, but before last night, I wasn't the biggest Hillary fan. Now that she's the first woman to run for president, I'm all in. It's about damn time a woman was president of this country. One tweet I saw that put it in perspective was 100 years ago, women couldn't even vote. Tonight, we just nominated a woman to the president to be president of the United States. That is correct. And that is awesome. And oh, can I just say, I haven't actually watched the whole roll call yet. But
are you going to talk about the lady from Arizona?
I was actually, well, there were so many awesome people. I was just going to give a shout out to my home state because I loved how they highlighted that 100 years ago they sent the first woman to Congress who was from my hometown, Jeanette Rankin, and that last night they were prepared to send the first woman to the White House. So
awesome.
That was pretty awesome. But yeah, there were some really inspiring old ladies that were up there.
Well, it's like the old, yeah, I think it was Arizona that, like, in her lifetime, women got the vote, and now,
yeah,
like, amazing. She got to read the roll to, like, the delegates for Hillary, and I was like, that's awesome.
That's, it's so cool. Is that the, like, the really old one who was 103? The really old one.
The really old one.
Her, like, I just love, like, you could just see the enthusiasm in her voice. It was the cutest thing, the way that she said it, too. She goes, she's like, Hillary, Rodham, Clinton.
Yep.
All right, yeah, I haven't seen any of this, so I feel left out.
Super adorable.
I feel left
well,
out.
Well, definitely watch it. There's
okay.
If you want the too long to read version, you can just look at the video that I shared on my wall.
Shandy,
that's been going around.
The but. Cool thing is TLDR, but okay.
Yeah, no one can remember that abbreviation.
Everybody can remember that abbreviation. Anyway,
I've already forgotten what it is. What is it, huh?
I had to say.
And why? I just
wait. Back to Maggie's email. I have to say that. As far as the two roommates go, the one that left without like really saying anything, I thought about it, and she's a fucking piece of shit. Like, you don't just leave somebody that you're in a relationship with.
I was very sad to hear that story.
You don't just do that and not say anything. Yeah. Like, that person deserves. They deserve better. If you don't want to be in a relationship anymore, don't fucking check yourself out. Don't fucking leave. You fucking man the fuck up and tell that person that you don't want to be with them anymore, because otherwise you're nothing but a fucking coward. And that is my stance on that. So I was just sitting here thinking about it as you guys are talking, because I had no idea what you were talking about. And I will say that you are a fucking coward and a bad person. So redeem yourself. Person that's Maggie's old roommate, if you're listening to this, redeem yourself and fucking contact him and at least explain yourself, because otherwise you're fucking the end. And yes, I said the C word.
I'm sorry, you're not a fan of her actions?
I'm not a fan of her actions.
You think she acted inappropriately?
I think that that's really shitty, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, if that happened to me, I got stood up once when I was in college and I was devastated. So if that happened to me, that somebody I was engaged with, I would feel like I deserved more than that. And that person deserved more than that. So, you know, I feel bad.
Well, I just don't understand, like, how...
Also, that dude needs to grow up and change his Facebook status. But okay, sorry.
But how hard can it be to just be like, hey, I'm moving. I don't want to do long distance. Peace, I'm out. Like,
it wasn't even that she didn't want to do.
Like,
she just didn't want
to keep up a charade.
No, she just didn't want to be with him anymore.
But that doesn't mean that you just don't do it.
She just didn't want to be with him anymore. That was it.
Mean you don't do it.
our whole thing was we told her that all she had to do was say she didn't want to do long distance. She was too fucking pussy to say anything to him. Sorry, I just got really indignant, especially when I think about how sad it is that he hasn't even changed his Facebook status yet.
Well, that part I get, because it's like, I feel like the Facebook world, it's like, that's not your real life. Like,
yeah, but
get all,
moving
like,
across country.
It. It's just like, oh.
No.
Not for nothing. I think, like, the whole Facebook relationship status just feels really college to me. Like, I'm not in a relationship on Facebook. Like, I'm a grown-ass adult. Facebook doesn't need to know that I'm in a relationship.
I don't know. I'm just trying to breathe.
A whole cavitative relationship.
I'm just trying to breathe. I was really nice the first time when we first read this, but now I gotta say, this woman is a fucking piece of shit for not saying anything. The end. Okay.
Definitely.
We should move on, because I am getting way too excitable.
Yeah. I know. Didn't want to get political, but man.
Right. And actually, speaking of politics one last time, without actually speaking of politics, I just, like, I was Googling Jeanette Rankin because I just mentioned her, and like I said, she's from my hometown, and it was just occurring to me that she was elected into office before women actually had the right to vote, which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And as
So what kind of loophole? Like, how did she get...
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
But the weird thing is that she died in Carmel, which is, like, miles away from where I live right now. I feel like I'm following her around.
Maybe you are her. Maybe she died. Maybe you are, like, her reincarnated spirit.
1973, which is, like, 11 years before I was born. But
oh, man.
It's just a funny coincidence. But anyway, she's pretty awesome. Okay, so
I feel like I was a little bit harsh, and now I'm calm again. And I didn't really fool. I mean that you should probably, if you were just going to leave, you probably should have told him. And I think that still makes you a coward. But, like, I apologize. I don't know where that sudden burst of anger came from. And I might bleep out a lot of that. Okay.
Colleen, all incredible hope on the situation.
Yeah. I think it just kind of makes that person an asshole. Like, what? I don't understand it.
Well, I think it's like you can't hide behind, like, oh, I'm a non-confrontational person. I think we kind of touched on this last time, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hide behind that and still consider yourself a good person.
Right.
Like, if she just left without saying anything, like,
that's
shitty. That's not something a good person
would
do. And you can't hide behind that I'm non-confrontational. Like, that goes way beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked up. You didn't do nice to that person.
Yeah. You can still, like, do the cop-out thing where you, like, send an email or leave a voicemail or something. And that's shitty, too. But at least you would, you know, say something.
But yeah, at least, you know, take some time, call them, write them a letter. Like,
yeah.
Don't just leave it.
Don't just leave town. So, yeah, well, Maggie, thanks for giving us an update. And hopefully something will come of this soon. I hope you get some different news on this.
Yeah.
And we'll all have to check out misrepresentation.
Yes, thank you for that. I'm going to move that up higher in my queue. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend. Oh, speaking of watching, I'm going to go see Ghostbusters tomorrow.
Oh, yay!
So we can talk about it next week, for promise, for realsies.
Yay.
Awesome. I'm going to try to go see it over the weekend, too.
Yes, 2 weeks is plenty of time. Everybody out there, go see it and watch Orange is the New Black so we can hit upon those at some point.
But do Orange is the New Black. Do it in spurts. Don't do it all at once. That's too much for one person's emotional well-being.
Exactly.
Oh, take breaks.
Exactly. So I apologize for my outburst just there. I don't know where that came from. I just kept thinking about how sad it was that he wouldn't change his Facebook status. And I just felt so bad. I started to get mad for him.
And also, it sounds like you haven't really had a full night's sleep in a week and a half.
It's been like 2 months. It's been like over a month of not sleeping very well. Because Zach has been in our bed like every night for a while. And he kicks. He's a kicker. He's a flailer. So, but hey, I've got my energy back. How Colleen got her groove back.
What's next? We have gone on a tangent.
All right, next email. Flirting and getting hit on. From Illyrio. Hello. I adore your show. So much fun. So much honesty. So much to think about. That's right. I did admit to pooping.
Yeah, so much honesty. That was a lot of honesty today.
But like I say, I did admit to pooping with the door open about an hour ago. As someone who's never been able to recognize when somebody is actually interested in me. I mean, that's like a bigger honesty than like anything sexual, right? Like,
yes.
You can be yeah. I've ridden a train voluntarily and I'm like, I poop with the door open and you're like, okay, you win.
Wait, what was that first thing?
Like I've been on a train voluntarily. I'm like, nope. Poop with a door
is
open.
Is that some sort of euphemism?
Yes, it means having sex with a bunch of people in a row.
Oh, that makes sense.
Shandy.
I'm seeing the visual.
Urban Dictionary.
You like my like visual? Like, it's not even anything what I'm trying to do.
I'm not sure what Amanda's trying to do with her hands right now. She might be trying to itch her boob. She might be.
No, now that you said it, now I'm gonna.
Yeah.
But can I ask a clarifying question, though? Is it with, like, people one after the other, or is it, like, multiple people?
No. It's generally a very...
I think it's in a row.
It's in a row. It's generally a bad thing, like, when, like, a fraternity rapes a girl or something. Like, it's called running a train.
Oh.
Yeah, you just ruined it because I had to fucking explain it.
I thought you meant like a conga line, but like.
But it is like a conga line. It's generally a bad thing, but it could be a good thing if you're into it.
If it's a consensual train.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is like a sex party thing.
It could be.
Well, I thought we were talking about sex and not sexual assault.
But we are talking about sex. I'm just using the description of a sexual assault because I figured you might, I don't know. Relate to that. Oh my god, I can't. All right, I'm tired.
Let's get back to the email. Abort.
Poop. As someone who's never been able to recognize when someone is actually interested in me, I've actually always loved flirting. I've never hit on someone as I've never been confident enough to not feel like a creep talking about space pants, etc. I don't know, Illyrio. I've met you. You probably could talk about space pants real well. What have been some of your least favorite pickup lines? Have you ever laughed out loud when being hit on? Keep casting those pods. All right, so least favorite pickup lines, ever laughed out loud while being hit on. Go.
I have laughed out loud, but I can't remember what the line was. But I know I've done it a few times. Like, I have a very, like, low tolerance. Like, I don't handle bullshit well. So it's like, if anything even feels like a line, I'm like, pfft. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't believe you just said that.
I don't think I've ever, like, really had anyone, like, give me a line. Like a true... like pickup line. I would say what I don't like is like catcalling. That's like the only thing I can really think of where I'm like, you know, like just like on the street. But I don't know. Anyone try any crazy lines with you, Colleen?
Dude, it's been 9 years. Actually, Jay always hits on me.
Like, I was gonna say, like, what, you've never been out like with FJ and tried to get, like, hit on?
No, I'm not that attractive. People don't really hit on me that much. And I'm not saying that to get attention. I think now I exude mom.
I think you exude mom if you're with a kid, but...
Yeah.
But, like, hot mom.
Well, me and Zach are always
into
club.
You're so confident, and you, like...
Yeah. I'm not doing this for whatever.
I'm just saying, like...
I'm not generally the most attractive person I go out with, or the person with the biggest titties, so... I don't remember any good lines I've gotten, but I'd like to imagine that at some point somebody said, you know, one of those cheesy pickup lines on me. I don't know. Jay's pickup line to me was so simple. All he did was he crossed the street and said, "You must be the world famous Colleen." And I was like, okay, sold. So, I don't know.
Adorable.
But nobody has any laugh out loud moments or whatever.
Oh, not that stick out in my memory, but I also have a very crappy memory.
Fair enough. Illyrio, we will to be continued, but I think that anybody out there listening right now needs to let us know if they have ever had any cheesy pickup lines that they like or laughed out loud at, because I'm kind of interested now, because, you know, you always get those stupid jokes that we do, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, hey, what did one triangle say to the other triangle? Well, hey, baby, you're cute.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Come on. That was funny. Anyway, we have some voicemails. Let me see if we can try to play it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. This is the person who was emailing you about being a guest on your program. So I'm not sure if you're interested or not, but I want to tell you, I am not a boring guest. You are going to get a really good call and a really good program if you can give me a chance. I know how to be entertaining and informative. The topic I want to go over is a ridiculous, inconsistent age of consent laws. What I mean is two things. One, I don't think it's morally right to put a human being in jail and mess up his life because he was with a woman under the age of consent. And two, I don't think it's fair to have inconsistent laws. In most states, the laws are 16, in some of them it's 17, and in some of them it's 18. That's not fair to have inconsistent laws on this. And I was curious if you can give me a chance to debate this. I know for some reason it's controversial. Some people get emotional and they think that, oh, this guy wants to have sex with children. I don't. That's wrong. That's disgusting. That's immoral. And that's nasty. My argument is not everyone under the number 18 looks like a child and acts like a child and can't make a mature decision about sex. And that when they all turn 18 or 17 or whatever the number in that state is, they magically become adults who can all of a sudden make mature decisions. If you can give me a chance, you'll have, I assure you, it won't be a boring program. I will be entertaining and informative. My number is 818. Again, 818.
Okay, so I'm just going to cut that off right there before we play the phone number again, because, you know. I'll bleep that or something. Okay, so age of consent. Right now, we're not looking for having other guests at this time, right now. But Mr. 818, are you sure you don't want to have sex with children? No, I'm totally just fucking with you. I don't know. Age of consent. It's tricky. It's tricky because I truly don't think that a 16-year-old I don't know, Shandy. I'm gonna let you start this because I feel like I'm a better counterpoint to your point than you are a counterpoint than my. I'd rather be your counterpoint. I want to be your counterpoint. I don't want to be your point. No, I don't want you to be my counterpoint. There we go. I'll be your
point. Well, I feel like, I mean, we could.
I'll be your point any day, baby.
And I'll just fill in, you know, with the back end.
I was going
to
say.
Like, thanks for including me in that moment.
I saw Shandy opening her mouth 12 times. Like, I gotta talk.
No, not even true. I was just about to say that maybe Amanda should start because I get so fired up about these things that I just always been. And so I don't want to always do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I actually Amanda don't have start. Too much that I feel like. I don't have all that much I want to say, but I do feel like this Snap Judgment or This American Life or one of those podcasts had a thing a while back about a gentleman who got sort of caught up in age of consent laws where, you know, it's sort of the situation of an 18-year-old guy with a 16-year-old girlfriend and ended up on the sex offenders list for the rest of his life.
Oh, so yeah, I think I heard that.
In that regard, like, I get where age of consent gets a little sticky because arguably there isn't that much difference between an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. And they're not a pedophile or a pervert or, you know, it's someone within 2 years of their own age and then they're slapped with this label for the rest of their life. And so, yeah, that's a little sticky, but
it is. I don't know if. I'm sorry, Amanda. Continue. I have one thing to say about this, but I don't really have a whole lot. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess it's sort of in the same regard of like our legal drinking age is 21. Like for a while it was 18. Is there that big of a difference? But like these laws are in place for a reason and they do protect a fair amount of the majority that they're meant to protect. So I guess I don't have a huge issue with consent laws and having them. I don't know. Shandy, have at it. You have opinions.
Yay! I want to be the counterpoint. Yay! Go.
No, I completely agree 100% with what you're saying about those situations where it's like you're in the same peer group. And that's obviously very different. But I think, like, the call to me seems to come down to, like, the caller being frustrated about the inconsistency of ages across boards. So, I mean, if that's your thing, that's, like, states' rights versus, like, you know, federalism. So,
well, that seems like such a minuscule thing to be upset about.
It's true that I was looking at... I was looking at the age of consent, and it's true that it is 16 in some states, and 17 in other states, and 18 in yet other states. Yeah, the laws are in place, just like you were saying, Amanda. Like, there are different ages at which we've decided that you can drink, and, you know, whether or not you agree with what age that is. I mean, I think there has to be. I know that it's not like one day you wake up and you're an adult. It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, how we don't even feel like adults at 30, but there has to be a way to decide it for society and for legal reasons, for everything. Like, we have to make some sort of cutoff. So 18 seems like a pretty reasonable cutoff as an age where if you're like a grown-ass adult, you probably shouldn't be having sex with people that are younger than that. Because at the end of the day, the whole point of the laws is to protect people, most of them women, which, like, even sort of comes through in this person's call when he talks about how these people... he doesn't think it's fair that it would mess if somebody went to jail, it would mess up his life. So he's obviously thinking that it's going to be a man sleeping with a woman under the age of 18. And
I feel like he was just speaking to his own experience or what, like, he's a dude. So he's going to use those pronouns. Like, that's the impression I got.
We also got sort of the impression, this idea of, like, some girls don't look,
that's rape culture rhetoric.
Like, yes, that, no, is rape.
Yeah, culture that makes me uncomfortable. Like, I picked up a girl at a bar and took her home.
Yeah,
and
she didn't look like she was
16.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I will say that there's
where it's like, yeah, I find something problematic in that rhetoric as well.
I would say that with age of consent or whatever, it's such a hard line that. Maybe it needs to be amended slightly where it's like before you're 21, it has to be within 3 years of your age or something like that. Does that make sense? Like, because, you know, kids are going to be fucking each other. But, like, I don't think that a 50-year-old has any business fucking a 16-year-old. And I know that that sounds probably very, like, you know, put the line down, but, like, I think a 16-year-old experimenting and having
apologize for that.
Thanks. Yeah. I think a 16-year-old having sex with, like, an 18-year-old, that could be, like, you know, their boyfriend or some, or girlfriend or something, like, you know, in high school. But once you get out to the real world, I mean, you could have a whatever situation at hand. I'm inclined to think that perhaps some of the laws, they're fine. I'm okay with them. But then again, I wasn't having sex when I was 16 or 17. But
exactly.
So to me, I'm like, yeah, you know, it didn't apply to me. But I don't think that, like, an 18-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old should be illegal, because that's such a fine line. Like, I think that maybe it should be like a within a certain age group. Does that make sense? Like, on both genders.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I wanna say, like, that somebody should fact check this, but, like, I feel like, at least, like, I know, like, so I'm from Montana, where the age of consent is, I think it's 16, but I think there was some sort of restriction on, like, if you were 16 and, like, the age range, something similar to what you're saying, Colleen. And I don't know if I'm just, like, misremembering that or why I would even really know that, but I feel like in some places there is something like that. I have a friend here in California where the age of consent is 18, who works in, as a sexual assault advocate. And we actually had a similar conversation about this a while ago, because we were talking about, I kind of agreed that, like, I think it's fine if 16-year-olds are having sex with each other. And she didn't really agree with that. Like, for her, you know, it's like it's statutory rape because they're under the age of consent. Even though they're both under the age of consent.
Yeah, that sort of defeats the definition of what statutory rape is. I thought the definition was someone having sex with someone who is under that age, like someone older having sex with someone who's younger.
Yeah, and I'll talk next time I talk to her, I'll ask her to clarify and just like jog my memory on this. But that's what I'm remembering from the conversation. And like for her, it's like very much about if you're 16, you're still a minor, and there can be a lot of like coercion involved in 16-year-olds having sex. So I still think that it's fine if two 16-year-olds are having sex with each other. But if you're like over 18, like why the fuck would you even want to have sex with a 16-year-old? Like that's fucking disgusting. So I don't know. I actually really want to talk to my friend now that we're talking about this, and see like what her perspective was. And cause she like works in this line of work, sees crazy stuff all the time. But I don't know. Like I don't really think that if you're like our age, like we're in our 30s, I don't really know why you would want the age of consent to go down at all. Like what shouldn't concern you, right? Like if you're 30, you're not going to be, banging some high school chick, right?
Unless you want that.
Can we all agree? That?
You would hope so. That
one would hope. So. And that's all I have to say about that for now. But I will talk to my friend.
Yeah. All right. So we have one more voicemail and then we will call it a day.
Perfect.
Hello, ladies. This is Will. I think it was episode 4. You touched upon something that I also found very interesting. It's what actually constitutes sex. Because I remember when I first started having sex with men, I came out pretty late in life, in my like mid to late 20s. The FWB I was involved with, he was always in a hurry to get to the butt fucking part, and I kind of missed out on a lot of other stuff. But I guess the past year or so, since I've become more active again, I started enjoying a lot of the other stuff. And I would say that maybe like 80% of the sexual encounters I have don't involve any kind of anal sex at all. And I'm just as satisfied, I think, as I am when I do have anal sex. And I know that, you know, there are different reasons. I think some guys just aren't built for that, and no amount of practice or relaxation will make it fun. And I think I'm one of those people who just aren't built for that, even though some guys, I don't know, they got some Time Lord TARDIS shit going on in their butts. I don't know how they can fit stuff up there like that. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that was interesting, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
I love Will.
I loved the TARDIS reference. Oh, that's super Doctor Who and nerdy, and I loved it.
Okay.
Good times. Speaking of Doctor Who.
And I couldn't figure out what he was saying there.
Speaking of Doctor Who,
Doctor Who reference. Yeah. The TARDIS is his spaceship, and it's bigger on the inside than on the outside. On the outside, it's a police box. And on the inside, it's this infinite spaceship. Yes, it's funny when you get the jokes. Funny when you get the reference.
That is hilarious.
Speaking of Doctor Who, I met Stephen Moffat the other day. That said,
that's great. Now you're just boasting. You're just boasting. Had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
I know.
So off the record, what was the question again?
I mean, I don't think it was like an actual question. Just he was thinking about our discussion of what constitutes sex. 80% of his sexual encounters now do not involve any anal penetration. And he's happy. And he doesn't understand how he thinks some guys are just not built for that because they don't have that spaceship ass.
I think that's a healthy outlook to have. But like, if you're happy with what you're doing and your partner is happy with what you're doing, then there's no problem.
Definitely.
It's like the problem comes in when you have different definitions of what sex is. So I think so long as you and your partner have the same definitions and you're both content with what's going on, then there's no problem. Everyone, like, it should be happy and copacetic.
Definitely. And I think we, like, fall so easily into this idea of, like, this is what has to happen for it to A, be sex, and for it to B, be good, and for it to C, be normal. And, you don't necessarily need to be, penetrating something. Like, even, I've definitely heard this before for other gay men, and they don't necessarily, like, always have anal sex, and they just, you know, there are many other things that you can do. And the same goes for straight couples. It's like not every sexual encounter that you have involves, you know, put in the P and the V. So, and that can be just as fun.
Well, where did we ever decide that we all have a right to insert ourselves, pun intended, in other people's sex lives? Like, why? Like, when did, as a society, we decide that, like, it matters what someone else does or what someone else constitutes as sex?
I think we decided that a long, long time ago.
And
that we care
really
very much.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that it's very unfortunate. I think it shows up, like, over time and, like, religion and all of these different things where we're very interested in controlling people's sex and sexuality and what's quote-unquote
normal. What's normal.
Not. And, yes, you must procreate and all of that kind of stuff. So I think it's definitely something that's been around for a while, and I think that we're finally just starting to be able to, like, to be like, well, you know what? Fuck that. Mm-hmm. And especially in a gay couple, I think it's even easier to be like, well, fuck that. Like, we can do whatever we want because there's no, like, we're not trying to procreate. So we don't even have to, there's no, like, you know, that can never be part of the goal. So you just, like, do what makes you feel good. And I think that's awesome. I will say, like, if Will is interested, and I can't believe that I'm about to maybe give, like, advice about anal sex to a gay man feels kind of dumb, but he just said that, like, it wasn't, he didn't think that it was something for him. He doesn't do it a lot. I mean, maybe I just, like, wonder, like, does he like it from the other way around? Like, was he, like, being a bottom? Should he try to be a top? Again, like, it doesn't matter, like, even whether he actually wants to or whether, what am I trying to say? If he doesn't want to, like, there's no reason to convince somebody to do something or try something they don't want to or have tried before and don't really enjoy all that much. But also, I don't know where you live, Will, but if you live in one of the states where you can get legal weed, just saying, just maybe smoke a joint. That's all I have to say on that topic.
All right, then.
That's totally hypothetical. Not that I would actually know any of that stuff. I'm just hypothetically throwing that out there.
All right, so we have a couple more things of feedback, but we will save those for next time. As always, if you want to give us a call, please do so. The phone number is 331-BROADS3. That's 331-276-2373. If you want to email us, that's thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. We will be always happy to take your emails and your phone calls, your questions, anything like that. You can visit the Jay and Jack Facebook group. That is currently where we post our episode threads for discussion. That's facebook.com/groups/Jay and Jack groups. Please consider becoming a patron. Consider leaving us a 5-star iTunes review because yay. And special thanks to a couple of our patrons at a special level, and that is Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, and Brad from Chicago. Thank you guys so much. You too can be a patron at that level if you wanted to. And I think that's it. Does anybody have any last things to say?
No, just that next week we're going to talk about Ghostbusters, and I'm so excited to finally go see it.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Really. So I haven't been to the movies all summer. So this, and it's been so hot in here in New York. So it seems like the perfect thing to do is to sit in a nice cold movie theater.
Definitely.
That is true.
Super excited.
It was really hot in San Diego for San Diego. It's generally, like, generally it's Capri weather, and it was not Capri weather. It was, like, tank top short weather. So that was interesting. But yes, that is it from me. Does anybody have anything else?
And that's it.
Yep, that was my thing.
All right. So
it's another week.
Thanks, ladies. Pleasure talking with you as always.
Likewise.
Indeed, likewise.
And I guess until next week. Bye, guys, everybody. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye, guys. Peace out.